Blog Talk Radio.
Food waste is one of the most easily solvable problems, literally the low-hanging fruit of environmentalism. Pardon the pun, it's my job.
About 20% of all produce never makes it off the farm.
It's because they just look a little funny.
A little weird, but when you cut into it, it's perfectly good food.
It's just a total shame. It's totally good stuff.
We buy ugly produce directly from farms that often would go to waste because supermarkets won't buy it because of how it looks, and we deliver it to people's doors.
Beauty standards for an apple.
This isn't that ugly at all. Like, that's the most common first box, like, complaint we get.
We change that. We educate people. We show them how amazing these fruits and vegetables are.
Have food delivered to your house.
Box of produce every week.
And it's more affordable.
At a very reasonable price.
Cheaper than the grocery store.
I spend a lot less time in grocery stores.
It's an adventure every time that you open your box.
High quality produce.
There's nothing wrong with the produce.
And they taste exactly the same, if not better.
Save those fruits and vegetables that get wasted every year.
And it's delivered to your door, like,
but what? Why wouldn't you do?
Please go to our website, freedomizerradio.live, and sign up for Imperfect Foods today. Use our promo code and get money off your first order. Go ahead and get some organic and all-natural meats, dairy, snacks, breads, and non-GMO produce. Most people say they hate wearing shoes and would go barefoot if they knew they were allowed. People say it all the time on their social medias, but they are worried that someone will say something to them. So everyone wears the cheapest flip-flops with the least amount of fabric on them. Most people do not even know that it's completely 100% legal to go barefoot into a store. Most people think that driving barefoot is illegal, but it isn't. Driving barefoot actually is safer than wearing most shoes. Going outside barefoot for a walk is one of the healthiest things you could do, but most people are afraid someone will say so. Or they quote the myths and the rumors that their grandma told them years ago. The fact is, there are no laws against driving a car, going to a store, or eating in a restaurant barefoot. So don't give in to bad fashion, hurt heels, or a broken flip-flop. For more information, please check out barefootislegal.org or find us on your favorite social media.
Of all the grounding studies, the one that really got our attention is called Electric Grounding Improves Vagal Tone in Preterm Infants. In the study, 26 premature babies in an NICU were connected to grounding wires. The heart rates of the grounded infants stabilized. And their vagal tone, a critical measure of infant health, increased by 67%. With grounding.
The information is provided for general informational purposes only. The contents are not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Ground Therapy Incorporated makes no representations about the efficiency, appropriateness, or suitability of any specific tests, procedures, treatments, services, opinions, healthcare providers, or other information that may be contained in or available through the information provided.
Hello, everyone. I want to introduce you to our friends at Marty.com. At Marty, you can stock up on all your pantry items and other household items for way, way cheaper than traditional grocery stores. I like that most of the items are organic. Also, I really dig their 1 cent deal of the day. It changes every single day. I recently snagged a 10-ounce bag of dog treats for Chewbacca for a penny. Normally, they sell on their site for $7.99. With the upcoming food shortages, this is my favorite place to stock up on canned goods. If you live in the mountain or Pacific time zones, you need to get with Marty.com, M-A-R-T-I-E.com. Look for our link on our FreedomizerRadio.com website and get a $10 free just because I told you to go there. Marty.com. Great deals, good feels.
A
Hello, folks. We are here with Barefoot is Legal Radio. Barefoot is Legal is a 501c3 nonprofit organization dedicated to the rights and legalities of living the barefoot lifestyle. Here at Barefoot is Legal Radio, we share general information, support, encouragement, and just other aspects of living the barefoot lifestyle and engaging in society as a barefoot person in a society where shoes are the social norm. There are no laws or health codes against going barefoot and being barefoot in public spaces. It is your right to be able to go into stores, gas stations, restaurants, any place that's open to the public. You have that right to be barefoot, and there are no laws against driving barefoot either. Unfortunately, there is a lot of stigma around this, and shoes here in the U.S., you know, are a big social norm, especially compared to other countries, other areas, and even too, though, in the United States, you know, are more opening to barefooting than other areas in the United States. So I think climate, you know, and local culture, you know, and so social interactions are a huge aspect of barefooting. And, you know, the ideas around whether or not it's normal or weird and, you know, whether or not people feel comfortable socially barefooting or not. And it makes sense, though, when you're, you know, somewhere near coasts or anything like that, where there's going to be some water. I guess it does make sense that, you know, people would be barefoot more. And so people are, you know, less likely to question it. But at the same time, there is also still these aspects of not just environment, but, you know, the social culture and the social aspects of our environment that affect whether or not people feel comfortable barefooting and feel safe and accepted barefooting on more of those interpersonal social levels, not just those physical safety levels. But unfortunately, there is a lot of propaganda around, you know, barefooting, and you make it out to be a lot more dangerous than it is. Barefooting is not inherently dangerous, but yes, there's certain environments and certain places and certain things that you do have to be careful of. You have to, you know, be more mindful of where you're walking, paying attention to where you're going, and just, yeah, because of safety. But at the same time, with barefooting, you know, does come, you know, more awareness of your physical environment through the way that you are, you know, connecting with your feet. You know, yes, there's energetic components and, you know, therapeutic components, and there's all these different aspects of the body being able to engage more freely, but you're also having these sensory aspects, you know, from the nerves in your feet, and be able to actually feel and touch the grass rather than, you know, or the ground or concrete or where, whatever surface you're walking on, rather than just feeling the inside of your shoe. You know, there is an added level of awareness. It's a very beautiful day today, and this is Phoenix here today. I'm not 100% sure if Audrey will be able to host with us today. You know, the weather where we're at, you know, it's a beautiful day. So I'm hoping to be able to get out today, and was able to get, you know, a little bit of barefooting after, you know, running an errand or whatever, just, you know, to my apartment. But at the same time, definitely ready for the warmer weather, being able to barefoot more freely. And winter can definitely be a frustrating time. But, you know, keep in mind, guys, if you're someone who has been having to wear your shoes more this winter, you know, be careful, work your way up. As the weather's been warmer, you know, I've been able to, you know, get back more into barefooting and things like that. But, you know, being mindful of my body and, you know, making sure that you're not overdoing it is just really important, because, you know, as much as, you know, we have to push ourselves and we have to do things to make progress, if we overdo it, whether that's from, you know, a physical standpoint, with, you know, your muscles or joints or, you know, your physical body, or even just with the barefooting, overdoing it on your feet, anything, if you overdo it, you know, you can set yourself backward further. And so it's important to, you know, be aware and not push yourself too far, but, you know, be willing to push yourself at the same time if, you know, barefooting is something you want to do. But it does take time to rebuild those calluses and things like that, and rebuild that, you know, tolerance to the surfaces and that you may be walking around. So just be mindful, guys. Also, if you're somebody that is new to barefooting, you know, take it slow. Right now, you know, we're in spring, so it's not like too hot and not typically too cold, but you know, it varies, right? Just at least with, you know, the sun, you know, in the summer, I can say, you know, be more careful walking around like asphalt, like black concrete or darker textures, because they're going to absorb more heat. And so, you know, that's going to be hotter to the touch, while the grass will typically be cooler or lighter concrete. It's the only other option. But also be aware that, you know, walking on concrete and surfaces like that can naturally just roughen up your feet from prolonged walking. And so just being mindful of that, even if it's not too hot, or it's not like you're stepping on anything or like really, you know, like hurting yourself, you know, it can, you know, rough them up a little bit, which is a part of how like the calluses form, of course, and how, you know, you adapt. But just being mindful of not overdoing it. I got really into barefooting in 2020, and I've definitely had times where I've overdone it with the heat and overdoing it with different textures and things like that. But, you know, smooth dirt trails, grass, you know, is typically better than, you know, trying to start on, like, concrete. But especially, you know, gravel. Gravel can be a lot harder to start barefooting on. Especially if you already have muscle issues, it can be harder to, and joint issues from experience, can be harder to balance and support yourself on gravel. Because of, you know, the loose rocks, if that makes sense, and it'd be more bumpy. But at the same time, you know, concrete, just being aware of, you know, how hot it is, texture, temperature, and things like that. And that's not to scare anyone, but to kind of put it in there, like just being aware of these things, being aware of your environment, and trying to get what little advice I can. I had gone to a concert yesterday, and my brain is all kinds of dead. I did take my shoes off. I had my shoes off for most of the concert. Actually, I did wear them in and wear them to leave. Just couldn't have any issues. But even going past workers to, you know, walking around, or if I had to go to the bathroom or anything like that, nobody really cared that I didn't have shoes on. Or just, you know, yeah, like, so, but I had been at that venue before and had also taken my shoes off like that before. But, you know, I do worry about, you know, getting in with it being like a private concert venue. They already do have, you know, their own like strict rules on other things that, you know, you just want to be careful. But most of the time, if you go in there with shoes and you take them off, at least the, you know, venues I've been where I've done that, I've had no issues. I know there was one concert I went to where I had sandals on and I took them off, and typically there really isn't much of an issue. I know too, for me with my cane, maybe that helps, because when people see me with it, they're like, oh, okay, it makes sense. Like, you know, maybe the shoes are, you know, you get into them or whatever, and maybe that does help. I don't know. I definitely know that like that concert would have been a lot more awful experience, like just on my body, if I didn't take my shoes on. Of course, it was a great experience. But you know, anybody that has disabilities can understand that even doing fun things is incredibly taxing. But also too, you know, being able to connect with the music more and just feel the vibrations more, be able to move more freely with your joints and your muscles. And, you know, barefooting is just a huge aspect of that. I think barefooting and, you know, dancing however my body will allow me at concerts is just, and being barefoot is just, and singing, and it's just like a really, almost spiritual experience. And so, I just wanted to kind of share that experience with, you know, I don't go to many public places much, really, cause I get overwhelmed with things like, you know, physical disabilities, being autistic and things like that. But, you know, it was a really good time. I was able to take my shoes off. I had my shoes off for pretty much most of it, like other than just going in and leaving. I think that was the only time I had them on. And I had no issues with that from anybody. I don't think there was even really much of passive aggressive things either. I mean, sometimes I'll get that because of other things, just being autistic and things like that, and being awkward and slow and whatever. But like, at the same time, I don't feel like there was anything because of my barefooting. And so it was a good experience, and, you know, I wanted to share that. And I think most people don't really care, especially at an event like that. Like, they're there to enjoy the music, to enjoy themselves. And I think, and there were other people that I had seen that had taken their shoes off. Even before we had gotten to the venue, there was a girl that had slipped her shoes off on the bus and almost forgot to put them on, but she had, like, shoes that were, like, really easy to slip off. And so like that, and I've seen other people taking their shoes off. So And I don't know if they barefoot in their daily life or not, but still it's like nobody really cared. And I mean, even if these people don't barefoot in their daily life, you know, there are times where people want to be barefoot. And I think being able to be barefoot and like in a music type environment too, like you just feel and experience the music better. It's like you feel the vibrations more through your body. And it's just like, and I know too with my ADHD and my autism, it's just like a great sensory experience, and those shoes can be really overstimulating, but also too when experiences like that are incredibly overstimulating, being able to, you know, have my feet being able to ground to the surface is really helpful and important, because we're having all that excessive electrical energy in the body. It's really important to ground. You know, we are electrical beings, and we have a lot of biochemical electrical reactions going on in us. Our brains and our hearts are the most electrical parts of our body, and being overstimulated and things like that. And from my understanding of it, you know, research information and also my own just internal experiences, when you have just that much electrical energy in the body, and for me too, having fibro, which is also neurological and has to do with, but it affects the physical body, all the nerves in the body, all these electrical signals in the body, you know, being sent out, being able to ground and be barefoot is so crucial to be able to regulate my body, have control over my body, and exist safely within my body. And there are so many different aspects of safety externally and internally within our human existence. And you know, I don't think many people who aren't barefooters don't really understand the internal safety components that come with being barefoot for those of us who are barefoot. And there's so many different sensory experiences and whatnot. But I think it's important to remember that, you know, barefooting is not a one-size-fits-all journey or experience. You know, take it at your own pace. Listen to your body to the best of your ability. As someone who struggles with interoception, which is trouble with receiving, understanding, and assessing, and even like analyzing, understand what they mean, like different body signals in the body. And for me, that's because of my autism, but other people can have issues with interoception for other reasons. And ADHD also factors into that as well. I almost forgot about that. Yeah. And so, but you know, and there are other conditions as well. And so that can make it difficult, but you know, one thing that helps is just kind of just being aware of the temperature, just kind of checking in what the temperature is whenever you can, and kind of just trying to check in with what do your feet look like, how do your feet feel, and it doesn't have to be the direct, like, oh, what are those bodily signals, and understanding them, but what experiences maybe are you able to pick up on, and, you know, okay, then maybe that, you know, and of course, don't worry, but okay, that could show that there's something, you know, to reassess, even if you don't understand it right away, then even if you don't know what it is, try making a change, and, you know, or make changes, well, maybe this will help, or you know what, even if I don't know what it is, it's like, you know what, it's probably been too hot, let's just go ahead and be safe, especially if things like that, or, oh, you know, I've, you know, walked on too hard of textures, but or too rough of textures, and, you know, too rough and up the bottom of my feet too bad. And I know I'm kind of messy brained right now, and I hope that there's a usefulness in this advice. But sometimes it can be hard when you don't get those signals at all. So just kind of keeping those checkpoints, are they red when it's cold? Do they look kind of red and purple? Even in the summer, do they look red? You know, checking in, you know, does it look like the skin is broken? Just taking that time to kind of, and maybe even setting reminders if you need to check in and look at them and see what they look like, check what the weather temperatures are, because I do know somebody who wasn't a barefooter that had gone to a water park and it was like 104 degrees. She didn't know and didn't have any idea and had walked in all the water and stuff like that for like, I think like the entire day. It was like 8-12 hours of being at a water park all day, and ended up getting blisters on her feet because she wasn't a barefooter and she wasn't being aware of the things around her. And she's somebody also too, though, that, you know, later found out that she was autistic. And so, you know, having interoception issues and being undiagnosed, I mean, I think definitely is a factor. You know, there's so much where having issues with interoception, you can hurt yourself. And you know, so it's like you really do have to be careful and aware, but, you know, that's not because barefooting's bad. You know, it's about listening to your body, right? But if you have issues within your own personal experience with to listening to your body, that can create some more susceptibility. But that doesn't mean that you completely, you know, give up on barefooting or let that fear or anything or those concerns, you know, take over. You find, you know, find ways to safely check in and safely take care of your body. There are times where I know in the winter where I've been barefooting, where like, even if I'm not outside walking, where I've just had my shoes off and I, you know, haven't realized how cold it's been until I've looked down or I've gone inside and then having like a shift. And then I start realizing, I'm like, oh, okay, I have to run them under, you know, water, starting with like cold water and then like slowly kind of warming it up. Because I didn't realize how bad it was, you know, for my, how cold, or bad the cold was for my feet. Cause you know, I just was numb to it, you know? So it is important to have those check-ins. But again, like I randomly was like, oh, I was realizing that it is kind of cold, check the weather, and you realized that, I needed to check that. And I was like, oh, my feet are all red. They are kind of looking almost purple, and, you know, went inside and took care of that. So it is important to listen to your body the best of your ability. But if you are someone that struggles with being able to listen to your body, because your body, you know, it doesn't really work that way, or your experience doesn't work that way, there's no shame in that. You know, just try to find those checkpoints, how and if, you know, whenever you can. And I think, you know, setting alarms is a good thing. And especially as we're in, you know, transitioning from winter to winter, you know, and we're in spring, but, you know, spring is, you know, also a transition between winter and summer with such drastic differences. You know, it is the process of working back into it. And if you're someone new, be patient with yourself, take care of yourself. And we do have two callers on the line that do both have their hands up. I am going to go with the first caller. I did want to get some introduction out of the way, but I will go ahead and answer first call before our ad break at 2, but we will probably still just cut off for a second to do an ad break as around 2, as you know, we're supposed to do them. But this is the number ending in 87. Hello, caller. Okay, I can kind of hear you. Did you mean to talk on air? Because if you press 1, it put on the keypad, it puts a hand up for us. So did you want to talk on air, or was it just like an accident? Okay. I can't hear anything, so I'm going to put back in listening mode. And I'm going to answer the next call. Sorry. Hello, caller. This is the caller ending in 93.
Hey, Phoenix. It's me.
Okay, so Stephen, hello.
Can you hear me, Phoenix?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. Awesome stuff. Before you hit the ad break, if that ever comes.
Yeah.
I think we talked about a few weeks ago about the post that I had been making, and now it seems that it just has gotten worse for me. I don't know why. It just has gotten worse to a point where, I know that Proof, he made this post, and I read the entire post, just like a whole lot of other people. So somebody, I guess, reported it and asked Proof, can you ban this guy and then just from posting, because all I see is him. And I'm like, well, holy crap, it's gotten that far again. This whole Proof goes on talking about he's been getting several calls or emails a day wanting him to do something about it. You know, knowing that I'm not breaking any rules, I'm not violating the what's the word I'm looking for? Not guidelines.
I think, you know, and unfortunately, I do think sometimes people just, because they personally have their own opinions and perspectives and limited worldviews, they can demonize and unfortunately, even like we were talking about before, like sexualize things in the ways that people dress and the way that people just exist in the world, which is really upsetting because it's something that happens all the time with barefooting. Unfortunately, people make assumptions that, you know, barefooting, especially people who are uneducated, of course, you know, they're uneducated people that, you know, will make assumptions that it's inherently sexual or, you know, something fetishistic, or when it's just a way that we're living our lives, just like the way that people dress is just a way that they're living their lives. It's the way that they choose to express themselves. And, you know, I've, you know, had my own experiences where it's definitely, just existing in the world. Unfortunately, there are a lot of people who, you know, always want to kind of sexualize and demonize and put their own ideas onto things, and the ways that people dress. And unfortunately, especially when, you know, men dress in more feminine presenting ways, it is often demonized and sexualized rather than looked at as a sense of self-expression. And I think people need to really sit down with themselves and understand where this comes from, where their fears come from and why, or where these sexualizations come from and why they're putting it on to other people. Because at the end of the day, we're, you know, we are people existing. And unfortunately, there are a lot of people out there that, you know, do sexualize things. And unfortunately, the internet is full of things, right? But it's like, we cannot put these assumptions and put these things onto people. It is harmful. It is harmful to the people that you are putting, you know, these expectations on. And I'm just saying this as a general message to everyone. And so, you know, it is very harmful to see the kind of perceptions and just perspectives and the way that people, you know, altering and twisting your own existence in the world. And I do feel for you, and it is very harmful, I think, unfortunately. And I see it, you know, even in my own life of people talking about other people, where in trying to police how people dress and how they, people express themselves. And I, you know, I think that it's just a harmful cycle for sure. And I definitely feel like, you know, we do live in a kind of society where there's always kind of this witch hunt, right? And I think that the thing that people need to remember is, yeah, there are always, you know, threats in our society and people who are sexualizing things. And, you know, there are people out there like that. And so there are these fears, right, in our collective conscious mind. But rather than just, and because there is, you know, very little justice in our justice system, and very little justice for victims and things like that, I think a lot of people have this really unprocessed fear, but also a lot of people have unprocessed trauma. And even people who haven't gone through certain traumas, you know, knowing other people that they love and come into contact with, you know, most people, you know, if you don't consider yourself traumatized, you know someone and you love someone who is traumatized, unfortunately, in this world. And I think a lot of people have a lot of unprocessed fears and paranoias, and mixed with bigotry, lack of understanding. And also we live in such a patriarchal, you know, society where, you know, things have gotten better where we don't, and the thing is, you know, when we, you know, people can get so up in arms about that, but not realizing the way that the patriarchal, you know, system that we have has affected men negatively and how it's affected fatherhood and the value and perception and things like that, and how it has affected the development of men and women and however anyone else identifies. You know, it has affected anyone and everyone's sense of self, sense of perception of the world. And although, you know, there we go through ebbs and flows of progress and regression, there are still these harmful things of demonizing anything that is feminine, anything that is of femininity. And because there is just such a demonization of femininity that has existed for centuries upon centuries, and we haven't fully really dealt and processed it. And as much as too, like I've gotten, you know, very even hateful at times, negative feedback, but not to the same extent or even nowadays. It was just from certain people for, you know, times when I dressed more masculine, you know, people throwing around, you know, different slurs or things like that about, you know, the way that I was, you know, presenting myself or whatever. But at the same time, because of the system we live in where certain ideas of masculinity are accepted while certain ones, aren't, or even, you know, men aren't allowed to show femininity. It's a, you know, very complex cycle that we're all stuck in and that are within our society and in these interactions. But there are, you know, certain aspects where, you know, if women dress in ways that are, especially at one time more so, traditionally considered masculine, there's not an issue, there's not an uproar, it's not typically brought into where this is fetishistic or sexualization. It's just like, okay, this is normal. But that's because, you know, the underlying goal in society has always been, you know, to be masculine, because to be masculine is to be strong and to, and there's always kind of like this goal around that. While any, aspects of femininity, certain aspects of femininity being, you know, too much idealized within women, that can be oppressive as well. Well, then some women who find, you know, value in, say, more traditional lifestyles for their own sense of self can also get kind of hate and backlash as well. And it's kind of this complicated cycle. And, you know, but at the same time, a lot of these things, like, you know, with femininity, especially masculine people or men, you know, showing femininity, there's definitely a lot more, you know, backlash and policing and assumptions of it has to be something, you know, gross and wrong. And I do think that this also comes from unprocessed fears and paranoias around men, unfortunately, because of, and this is not to say that, like, you know, all men are bad. Clearly, I don't think that or think that you are. But unfortunately, I think because of the aware, you know, people have this awareness and these fears around, you know, different domestic abuses, SA, things like that, you know, being perpetrated by men, that even men, I think, are very distrusting and paranoid around other men. And from talking to other men, you know, and having, you know, those kinds of, you know, just having, you know, personal conversations, there is kind of a sense of that. And even if it's not for their own personal safety, it's for the safety of others around them, especially women and females, you know, anyone assigned female at birth, whatever. And so I think that unfortunately a lot of people have a lot of unprocessed trauma, fear, and paranoia that they are projecting onto other people, and in like this case you, because we haven't really dealt with these things in society, where obviously not all men are evil or bad, but there are, you know, there hasn't been a lot of justice for the bad and the evil, you know, there hasn't, you know. Well, at the same time, we also have a system under patriarchy where it's not safe for men to be soft and feminine and to show those more weaker human sides that we all have. And but then, you know, even women have these own social expectations and things like that, where, you know, weakness is only allowed in certain ways. And I think that there is just a lot of, and this is not me trying to take away from your, you know, feeling your experience, but trying to explain what I think is a big issue that just needs to be addressed collectively. And I hope that anybody that has a problem or is making an issue out of this will listen and just maybe understand that there's some deeper things going on within them and within our society to analyze. And I think that there's just a lot of unprocessed fear and paranoia and trauma, unfortunately, that has not really been dealt with. Well, also it's unnatural for a lot of people to see men in more quote unquote feminine presenting ways or softer ways because of these just oppressive ideas, you know, that have been passed down through the generations. And, you know, we're constantly in an ebb and flow of getting better and almost getting worse, you know, but it is very upsetting. And I just hope that people take the time to kind of think on this and realize what kind of harmful ideologies that they're putting and placing and projecting on other people. And I don't know if I'm getting too philosophical, psychological, I don't know. you know, and I do want to, of course, keep this, you know, around barefooting, as, you know, this is barefoot legal, but obviously as it's an issue addressed within because of issues within the barefoot legal community, I do think it's important for people to just deal with that on their own and stop putting these harmful, perspectives and their own perceptions onto other people, projecting, you know, because you're just trying to live your life. You're just trying to express yourself, wear what you want to wear. And unfortunately, there are a lot of bigots in our society. And unfortunately, just because you barefoot doesn't mean that you're not, you know, susceptible or, you know, possible to have bigotry as well. I mean, you know, I mean, as much as a lot of people might think that, you know, barefooting is just a bunch of, you know, loving everyone, tree-hugging hippies, barefooting is for everyone. It really is. But unfortunately, within that comes ignorant people as well. But at the same time, I don't think that ignorance belongs in any community, personally. But at the same time, you know, if I have to be a part of any community where I have to tolerate ignorance, then I don't think it's in a community I want to be a part of either. And like vice versa, like, you know, I personally cannot, you know, put up with bigotry and other people sexualizing other people in harmful ways, that it becomes like a witch hunt and demonizing this person who is just existing. And that's something that I've experienced even myself. You know, growing up in a lot of like religious environments, a lot of really misogynistic environments, and just dressing in normal clothes or just dressing in my, you know, kind of fashion, being, you know, having more, you know, alternative fashion. You know, I feel like my age, my autism definitely factor a lot into that. And people making harmful objectification, sexualization, thoughts, opinions, and ideas that were very harmful and dangerous to me, that are harmful and dangerous to other people. And those can even become demonizations of you, where you're the problem. It's your fault. And I don't want to be a part of that, you know, where we are demonizing other people for just expressing themselves and living in their lives.
Yeah, I mean, it's just the fact that this person, whoever, I think it might, probably more, they want to have me banned from the group. And I'm like, what rules have I violated? Like, what guidelines have I violated? You know? I went behind that to make a general post. I'm like, you know, I've been in this group for years and such, I don't like negativity and such, you know?
Yeah.
And
you literally are one of our most devoted listeners, and so I do think that, like, yeah, like, you're one of our most regular listeners, you're very supportive of the show and of the organization, and that's all you're doing is trying to be a part of this community and this organization and having that sense of community and organization within the organization while also supporting it, and that's what you do. And so I do find it frustrating.
Yeah, because it's like, so I made a post, you know, talk about, you know, actually I was just paraphrasing, like, you know, how are you going to say something about my post and you haven't even made a single post since you joined the group, you know? Now, of course, one member, I guess, got to their feelings and made a comment, you know, you have a problem with me, I don't care, go slap yourself, I have a right to be happy in this group, you're just as wrong as the person that reported you. I'm like, wow, okay. So I thought to myself after that a few minutes ago, I was like, I made a general post. Lady, I don't know you. I never met you. My post wasn't directed at you. I didn't even call your name. I didn't call nobody by names. I made a general post to everybody about that in the group. You know, so I made up in my mind.
That's her thing. Yeah, if the shoe fits, but of course, you know, we're not, you know, we're barefooting, but it's like, clearly if she took it personally, then, you know, she could have been when people reported, or it's like, don't read everything online as a direct attack on you. Like, it's that's definitely frustrating.
Yeah, so I made up my mind, like, you know what, so therefore, I'm going to just step away from the group for a while. You know, now there are some people still who like my post,
yeah.
I think it brightens up their day or whatever the case may be. But then Proof was like, why don't you do the opposite? Why don't you post your pictures in a cross-dressing group while you're barefoot? And it's like, huh? Like, why would you even make that a why would you even suggest that? Why?
Which definitely suggests that there is a, you know, misconception of you know what I mean? Where it's like, you know, you're not looking for any kind of group like that. You're just trying to exist as who you are as a barefooter. So I can understand where maybe that was, I don't know, meant to be a more positive way. I don't know, just being like, you know, put barefooting out there and, like, you know, show barefooting is normal in other ways. But at the same time, like, that's not the kind of groups that you're looking for, trying to be part of. Like, you're just trying to exist and be accepted as who you are and how you express yourself and how you dress as a barefooter, showing, like, oh, hey, I went here barefoot, like, you know, like, that's just insane. And most people, you know, too, it's like I feel like a lot of people do post pictures of, you know, their feet and their outfits. Like, it's a pretty normal thing. Like, Audrey, most of the time when I've seen her post, you know, her barefooting, it's like she's mostly also posting pictures of where she went barefoot, her outfit, her feet, and then she might have a picture of, you know, just her feet on the ground. But also it's like, you know, there's so much more to us than just showing our feet. I'm going to be honest, even as someone who's a barefooter, I don't want to just look at pictures of people's feet. Like, I'm a barefooter, but again, I don't have a fetish around that. So it's like, personally, I don't want to just stare at people's feet. So if anything, I feel like people just posting pictures of only their feet, I could see that being considered more of a thing than people posting their outfits and where they went. Because I feel like if you're in a community and you're talking about how, like, barefoot is legal and going out in public, you're going to be showing, like, okay, I went here barefoot. I, you know, here's a picture of me. I'm, like, a real person. And also just showing it's, like, not just, you know, a picture of random feet. Because there are also people on Instagram that, you know, I don't know, who are, I guess some of them are barefooters that will then take other people's photos and repost them. And, like, not people, like, involved in the barefoot legal community, my understanding, but just, like, random people because, you know, like, that'll follow me because of my association with, like, you know, barefoot is legal. And I'll be like, okay, like, clearly you took other people's pictures offline, which is not cool, you know, and that's a much bigger issue. But even too, I think there's, like, you know, that factor too to confirm, like, this is a real person and also too, like, where they went, this is their experience. Like, you know, like, I think if anything, it's just weird to just only post pictures of your feet when it's like where people and point of barefoot is legal is showing that it's legal and you can go out and do things and that it's okay and it's normal. Just like it's okay and normal that you dress the way you do. Like, it doesn't make just like, I don't understand why people assume that men in skirts and dresses has to be a sexual thing because it's literally not. I understand that a lot of people don't have, like, that, I guess, exposure and have a limited world view, but, like, come on.
I'm just not really understanding how these people, whoever they are, they're just looking at my outfit. When the fact that I've been posting, you know, in the same places, you know, of me going barefoot, but at least I'm posting, at least I'm sharing my experience. You know,
exactly.
I mean, that's the most important thing. It doesn't matter if it's the same place every weekend. At least I'm posting, which is more than I can say for other members, called members, that's in the group that's not even contributing to anything. You know, my outfit, like, why are you looking at my outfit? I mean, for what? You know, so it's not like we talked about before, it's not like I go, it's not like a post would be like, hey, look at me. What do you think about my outfit? What do you think about my dress? I don't do that in that group. There are other groups that I can do that.
From my understanding, that question came up was because somebody had already complimented the way you looked, and that is a completely separate social context where you were having a conversation in the comments with somebody else who already told you you looked good, and you were like, oh, do you like, you know, like, what do you think about the dress? Because you were just, you know, asking, like, because they had already complimented you, and it was like a vague compliment, you know, whatever. And like, that's not weird at all, but it's not like that's what you go out and seek in the group. It's not like you're looking for validation or attention. You're just, like you said, you feel like you're, and I agree with that, where it's like about contributing to, you know, the community and sharing barefoot experiences and going out there and doing it. And I understand that, you know, you feel that that is an important thing, you know, from your own experiences of being, you know, having family members and living in areas. And even, you know, with the military, having times where you can't barefoot, you know, that you just feel like it's important for us, you know, for people to share that and to, you know, go out and do that and, you know, contribute to the community. And, you know, but that's not the same thing as just being out here attention seeking or, you know, trying to make things about you. And like you said, the people who are complaining or reporting are people that aren't, you know, sharing their barefoot experiences in the group. And so if, you know, again, if you're mad that only one person is posting and so much in the group, share more. Maybe encourage other people to share more in the group. Like, I'm not sure what you want to do do about that. Then, like, if you're not, why are you in the group then? It's like, you know, I don't know. I'm going to be honest. It's so weird.
I don't know either. I'm just trying to find a common denominator in all this. And I would be honest, and even to everybody, even to anybody who's listening, you know, other than barefoot is legal, okay, I have joined other barefoot groups, right? And here's the thing, I'm not even having this issue with them. Some people they just click the like button, and move on. I'm not having these issues in the other groups that I join, other than barefoot is legal. That's another thing I don't understand. So, but it's crazy to even suggest to management, especially to have me banned from posting or banned from the group altogether. And he talks about how he lost 400 some odd members. Over this, so you're telling me that my picture is causing people to leave the group? How so? You know, like, really, how am I causing somebody to disassociate themselves from the group? That is crazy to me. That caused me to, you know, step away from posting from the group for a while. I get, some people say they like seeing my posts, or somebody said, I'm looking forward to his post. I see what he wants to wear and crap like that. Okay, cool. It brightens up your day. That's great. You know, it's just like, you know, how is my outfit disrupting the flow of the group, or how is it? It deviates from the mission and the purpose of this group. I mean, and what has led you, person, sir or ma'am, to report to management about my post? I mean, do you have something against me, or are you just jealous, or what is it?
Well, interrupt for a second. I think, you know, a lot of it is, it's like you have had no intention, like you said, to disrupt the group, make it about you, or anything like that. But people are disrupting the group by making an issue out of this, by making an issue out of nothing. And you know, unfortunately, I do think the more attention you give to people that want to cause problems, though, to them, you know, directly or to whatever, you know, problem they're trying to cause, I think a lot of times people will feed on to that, you know, leech on to that, unfortunately, and yes, try to continue to make issues of things. And it is just very, it's just very frustrating. But at the same time, I do think it's like, yeah, it's only an issue because other people have made it an issue. But also too, it's like, if it's such an issue and disrupting the group, I think, you know, that it unfortunately, you know, can reflect other people's unfortunately negative, limited worldview experiences. And I think that there is still a lot of that within our world, just because people are barefooters and like connecting to nature and things doesn't mean that they are, you know, accepting or understanding of other people's identities, unfortunately. And as much as, you know, I am somebody who believes and wants to promote, you know, inclusivity and just supporting and accepting one another, you know, unfortunately there are, you know, people that, you know, join the group that, you know, don't have those same views that, you know, we have no control over, that I have no control over, of course. And so I do think that it's hard not to take it personally, and because it is becoming, you know, an attack on you, and people are making a personal issue out of nothing. But I think just trying to remember too that this is a deeper issue within other people's limited worldviews and experience, just their own perspectives and their own ignorance and bigotry, and that you can't allow that to reflect who you are and your value in the world and what you are doing. But at the same time, I do think that people, you know, deserve to be where they are welcomed and accepted. And I would love, you know, for that to be barefoot is legal, because I do think it is important for us to accept all barefooters. But at the same time, you know, people can argue well with that comes in accepting, you know, the bigoted ones. But at the same time, if you are somebody that is bigoted, you are disrupting the flow of acceptance. You are disrupting the flow of peace and allowing people to just exist and share within a community. You are making an issue out of nothing. You are creating drama. You know, bigotry within itself is a threat to peace, and it is a threat to acceptance and inclusivity and welcoming and accepting people. So I do think that is different, because it is already an existing underlying threat that will always be a threat to inclusivity and acceptance until that bigotry is dealt with and worked through within that person. It will always be a threat to inclusivity, acceptance, happiness, and peace. So, you know, I do think that it is, you know, about accepting everyone. And you can have your own opinions and beliefs if you want to, but it's about not putting it on other people and projecting it and disrupting the flow of acceptance. Because you're not disrupting the flow of anything by existing and using the group for what it is, which is sharing your experiences as you're out barefooting and existing, as you do naturally in the world. You know, you're just showing this is how you go out into the world, you know, that's whatever, and it's barefoot and wearing what you're wearing, who cares, you know? But unfortunately, some people do, because of their own ignorances, bigotry, and harmful perspectives, whatever, and that disrupts the flow of acceptance, that creates issues where we've ended up having, you know, talk about this multiple weeks. And, you know, it's something that I personally just wish people could just, I don't know, get over and get past. And that's not to invalidate you at all in your experience as somebody who, you know, is, you know, facing this kind of demonization or backlash for literally nothing. But against people that, you know, have these harmful perspectives and are disrupting people just existing.
That's why it just caused me to, you know, temporarily step away from the group until this blows over. I mean, I'm not leaving the group, you know, just going on a hiatus from the group.
Yeah.
You know, and suggest that, why don't you post your cross dressing pictures in a cross dressing group while you're barefoot? It's like, proof. Why would you even suggest that? Some people are actually on board with that. What exactly am I going to prove by doing that? you know, now of course that I find a group I can do that in. Yeah, sure, I sure did, you know. So it's not proving anything to do that, and it's not really fixing the issue
on how
people are going to look. It's not going to change how people are going to act or think or even respond or react, whatever the case may be. But you can't tell me that we have what 25,000 people in the group, and you're saying that my picture is all that you see, and, you know, and it's like, when was the last time you posted? When was the last time you shared your experience? Probably none at all. So now that even I can't believe that proof even suggested that, you know. So now I was like, oh great, now I have to be careful for what I post, because it may cause another uproar, it may cause another whatever. You know, yeah, he goes on to respond and say he's not breaking any rules or anything like that. No, of course I'm not breaking any rules. You know, so it's almost like now all of a sudden it turned into, well, gee, what should I post or what should I not post? Because, you know, like you just said a few minutes ago, you know, people do just post pictures of their feet. I don't just post pictures of my feet. You know, I post my whole body. Now, of course, I'll mix it in, you know, or, you know, in addition to, you know, but I don't post just foot pictures. I can't really stand just foot pictures like some of the members do, you know what I'm saying, or even other places where people want to just post the bottom of their feet. Who wants to see that? Nobody.
Yeah, but I understand
that's one of those foot fetish freaks. You know, that's for them. You know what I'm saying? So I mean, like I said, in the other groups that I've joined, I'm not having this issue at all. They just click the like button and move on. You know, they're not suggesting to admin to have me banned from the group for my state of attire, dress, or whatever. So why Barefoot Is Legal group is giving me all this? It's like I'm being targeted, I'm being picked on, and stuff like that. Despite the fact I'm staying within the confines of the rules and regulations and guidelines and stuff like that.
Yeah,
you just have a problem with me because I put on a dress.
A guideline issue is somebody just dressing as they would be doing. Your guideline issue, it is bigotry. Your guideline issue is literally that, is lack of inclusivity of gender expression. Because gender identity and gender expression are different things, but the way we dress and express ourselves starts with our personal gender expression. And that becomes, you know, it does become an issue of discrimination. And, you know, it feels like a setback in progress for this to be made an issue and for you to be the one who is the problem. But if it's really such an issue for people to dress with how they feel comfortably expressing themselves within their gender identity, if that is a problem, then the problem is discrimination. And, you know, as barefooters, we are, you know, talking already about discrimination. We already talk about that, you know, there's already issues of discrimination of barefooting, even though barefooting is legal in the United States in public spaces. There are no laws or health codes against being in public space barefoot. Restaurants, gas stations, any stores or shops, anything placed over the public, or driving, right? And so, you know, we already have these issues of discrimination. So how is it, if we're going to be a group that's, you know, speaking out, you know, with discrimination in regards of, you know, barefooting, and even, you know, discrimination against barefooting is a disability discrimination issue as well. And so many different aspects of discrimination, of religious discrimination as well. How is it going to be, how are we at all, anybody going to feel justified to then discriminate against other people's other rights, which is their right to express themselves however they choose within their gender identity and their gender expression? There are no laws on how, you know, on the this, you know, real, like, I mean, well, there are, you know, anti-trans laws and things like that, of course, in certain places, which is its own issue, right? But unfortunately, like, it all just loops back to bigotry, right? This issue of people having a problem with it. And I think that it's just very hypocritical. We're going to be talking about not wanting to be discriminated against. We're sexualized for our barefooting. How are we going to discriminate against and sexualize other people? It doesn't make any sense to me. And anyone that has a problem with what I have to say and has a problem with me for, you know, having that perspective, that's fine. That's fine. But it just doesn't make any sense how we are going to discriminate against other people's aspects of their identities, their lives, and their rights, and say that's okay when we're, you know, supposed to be the lead nonprofit organization for barefooting rights and, you know, focusing on the discrimination of barefooting. And, you know, unfortunately, yeah, I would love, you know, for us to talk more even about barefooting in this show. But even again, this issue keeps being brought up, and the things we've been talking about are brought up because it's an issue within the barefooted legal community. And I just hope that people can see past themselves. But I'm probably about to run an ad break, so I'm supposed to run one at 2, and it's 2:30, so I'm running another one at, or 2:31, and I'm supposed to run another one at 2:30. I didn't know if you had anything to say real quick before I run the ad break.
Take the ad break, and we'll be back.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and put you back in listening mode just for now, and then I'll put it back on. Okay. So this is Barefoot is Legal Radio. Barefoot is Legal is a 501c3 nonprofit organization dedicated to the rights and legalities of living the barefoot lifestyle. Barefooting is completely legal in public spaces in the U.S. There are no laws against driving barefoot. So it is your right to barefoot. And I do encourage people to, you know, engage with barefooting however they feel fit and see fit for their own bodies. But remember, you know, as we're transitioning from, you know, in the spring, you know, period is kind of transitional from going from, you know, cold times to then summer's going to be the hot times. Taking that time to just, you know, work with your body. If you are, you know, working back into barefooting after winter, or even if you're somebody new getting into barefooting in the spring, just take it slow, take it easy, take it at your own pace, you know, listen to your body to the best of your ability. And if you are somebody that has issues with, you know, interoception or issues, you know, understanding what's going on in your body, you know, taking those times to check in, maybe setting alarms or timers, you know, look at your feet, you know, look at the tops of them, look at the bottom of them, just kind of any reactions to the skin or anything. But also just being aware of the temperatures, you know, if it gets too cold, or if it gets too hot, you know, as we move into summer. But and so just want to put that out there while I'm thinking about it. But just listen to your body, guys, and take care of yourself. But this is Barefoot is Legal Radio. I am Phoenix, and we will be back after the break.
Food waste is one of the most easily solvable problems, literally the low-hanging fruit of environmentalism. Pardon the pun, it's my job.
About 20% of all produce never makes it off the farm.
It's because they just look a little funny.
A little weird, but when you cut into it, it's perfectly good food.
It's just a total shame. It's totally good stuff.
We buy ugly produce directly from farms that often would go to waste because supermarkets won't buy it because of how it looks, and we deliver it to people's doors.
Beauty standards for an apple.
This isn't that ugly at all. Like, that's the most common first box, like, complaint we get.
We change that. We educate people. We show them how amazing these fruits and vegetables are.
Have food delivered to your house.
Box of produce every week.
And it's more affordable.
At a very reasonable price.
Cheaper than the grocery store.
I spend a lot less time in grocery stores.
It's an adventure every time that you open your box.
High quality produce.
There's nothing wrong with the produce.
and they taste exactly the same, if not better.
Save those fruits and vegetables that get wasted every year.
And it's delivered to your door, like...
But what? Why wouldn't you do... Why wouldn't you do...
Please go to our website, freedomizerradio.live, and sign up for Imperfect Foods today. Use our promo code and get money off your first order. Go ahead and get some organic and all-natural meats, dairy, snacks, breads, and non-GMO produce.
Earthing, also known as grounding, is the act of touching our body's skin directly to the earth, just like our ancestors did as they slept, sat, and walked on the ground nearly every day of their lives. This simple connection allows Earth's natural negative electrons to enter the human body, pacifying dangerous free radicals, which, if left unchecked, can cause severe damage to cells that can lead to many chronic diseases. Ground Therapy's patented process and suite of products were designed for you to experience all the benefits of grounding in your busy and modern lifestyle. And you'll experience the benefits of grounding within the safety and comfort of your home or office throughout the entire day, just as if you were touching the earth itself.
The information is provided for general informational purposes only. The contents are not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Ground Therapy Incorporated makes no representations about the efficiency, appropriateness, or suitability of any specific tests, procedures, treatments, services, opinions, healthcare providers, or other information that may be contained in or available through the information provided.
Hello, everyone. I want to introduce you to our friends at Marty.com. At Marty, you can stock up on all your pantry items and other household items for way, way cheaper than traditional grocery stores. I like that most of the items are organic. Also, I really dig their 1 cent deal of the day. It changes every single day. I recently snagged a 10-ounce bag of dog treats for Chewbacca for a penny. Normally, they sell on their site for $7.99. With the upcoming food shortages, this is my favorite place to stock up on canned goods. If you live in the mountain or Pacific time zones, you need to get with Marty.com, M-A-R-T-I-E.com. Look for our link on our FreedomizerRadio.com website and get a $10 free just because I told you to go there. Marty.com. Great deals, good feels.
Hello, folks. We are back with Barefoot is Legal Radio. Barefoot is Legal is a 501c3 nonprofit organization dedicated to the rights and legalities of living the barefoot lifestyle, as well as general support, encouragement, and community around living, you know, the barefoot lifestyle. The barefoot lifestyle is, you know, it's not a one-size-fits-all lifestyle or journey. Just like everything else, pretty much, it exists on a spectrum. You know, humans and people, we are all very complicated beings. We have so many differences on mental levels, emotional levels, physical levels, spiritual levels, energetic levels, thinking of that electrical energy in the body, even our own physical and mental experiences and emotional experiences kind of overlap and engage with that, you know, the electrical energy in our body, our brains and hearts being the most electrical parts of our body, but, you know, we have electrical signals being sent throughout our bodies, throughout our nervous systems. That's how, you know, we're talking. And even right now, as I'm talking, I move my hands when I talk. It's like a stim thing as well. But, you know, any movement that we're doing, that's how it's possible, is through these electrical activity, electrical signals and impulses in the brain and throughout the body from the nervous system, you know, the very top of the nervous system, starting at the end of our brain. So, you know, we all have our own very different personal experiences within our bodies. People barefoot for spiritual reasons, or religious reasons, cultural reasons, and heritage reasons, physical reasons, you know, within their health, whether that be because of disabilities and chronic illnesses or just to better enrich their health in general. You know, there are barefoot athletes and things like that. And, you know, barefooting has its place in athleticism. There are, you know, so many different aspects of mental and emotional health, for sure, that also tie into barefooting. And, you know, it can be an accommodation for many people with ADHD and autism, but of course not all, as well as many other people with sensory issues, anxiety issues, panic attacks, things like that. There's so many different aspects to it, and I just, you know, want to put that out there, you know, as a reminder, you know, but yeah, keep living your best barefoot lifestyle is, you know, in the way that it is for you, in the way that you are best able to, and understand that it is not a one-size-fits-all journey, and, you know, we all have our own journey within that, our own path, just like we have our own existences, in our own lives, and we're each our own individuals. So there are, you know, so many different aspects of how we are unique and we are our own individuals. Although we can find, you know, common relating within barefooting, you know, we still have our own experiences. And it's important to remember that, you know, don't compare your journey to, you know, other people, just, you know, in ways that are, you know, harmful, which can be sometimes unfortunate, I think, in our society, you know what I mean, with comparing, and, you know, social media feeds into that in its own ways, but that was also an issue before social media existed, you know, these social structures of comparing, it just created a new way that's accessible 24/7 of doing that, you know, but it stems from an existing issue that, you know, existed long before and just allowed it to amplify and this issue to kind of follow us around more. Right. So just focus on your own journey, focus on your, you know, listening to your body. And there's so many different aspects of, I would say, you know, improving mental health and emotional health. Just as well, and healing that comes from, you know, barefooting and connecting with nature. And I think it's important, regardless of whether or not you barefoot or not, to find ways to really connect with nature. But again, even that is not a one-size-fits-all journey or experience. We're on the last 18 minutes of the show. I am going to go ahead and bring you back on, Kevin. I did just, you know, get some other information or thoughts out there first. But yeah, keep living your best barefoot lifestyle, guys, and just, you know, focus on the different ways in which it enriches your life. And I do think it is a journey of learning more about yourself through barefooting and learning more about how barefooting can relate to the different facets of your journey, your experience through life. But I'm going to go ahead and let you on now, Kevin. So 1, 2, 3, it's still loading. 4. Okay. I think you're on air now. Hello.
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, about, you know, and just, you know, having, you know, issues within the barefoot legal community, unfortunately, with people. I didn't know if there was anything else other than what you've already said today that you wanted to, say in regards to just barefooting in general, and things like that, or, you know, this issue and within, you know, like barefooting. Or the barefoot legal community. Sorry, my brain.
I think sometimes people just need to mind their own business. Whatever happened to, you know, live and let live. I mean, we joined this group just because, you know, number one, we're like-minded individuals. Because we're constantly being persecuted and I guess threatened or whatever the case may be, just because you walk into a store barefoot and somebody want to call the cops and have us removed. You know, I mean, you think groups like this will be a safe haven to vent your frustrations and, you know, get help and support when it's needed, you know. But in my case, is a two-sided street, you know. Yeah, people will agree, and very few people that don't agree. It's like if you don't agree, you know, fine, we can agree to disagree, you know.
Yeah.
You don't have to agree with my choice of what I put on my body and stuff like that, which has zero thing to do with the group, absolutely nothing to do with the group, you know. And it's a shame. Yeah, I think I joined the group I did join it as soon as the group was created. You know, I somehow discovered it on Facebook. I don't know how. But I was like, okay, cool. And I just joined the group. That's great. You know, so I've been in the group for a while now. You know,
yeah.
And the thing is, I do not flood the group with my pictures. I do not do that. You know, especially since I work 5 days a week. I'm in uniform 5 days a week. You know, so the only time I really post is like either Saturday or Sunday when I'm able to wear my civilian clothes, as we call it, you know, and go out there and doggone do some crap. You know, like I said, I don't flood the group with my pictures and stuff like that. You know, I post normally just like everybody else do, you know. Yeah, so again, the way I dress has no effect on the group's mission, you know, and representing it, whatever the case may be, and all that kind of stuff. It's just ridiculous, you know, how you want to complain to management, you know, and have me banned. So which is why, like I said earlier, I'd taken a step back from the group. Despite the fact that some people actually like my post, they really, really do like my post, you know.
Yeah.
So now I feel like I'm the center of a whole lot of controversy, some unwanted attention, some unwanted controversy and heat and negativity and all that stuff. Whatever you want to call it, is really disturbing. It's really, really disturbing. So while I may have some support from the members, and I probably think that I do, you know. So like we keep saying, don't like my post, keep scrolling. That's all you gotta do. Just keep scrolling.
Yeah.
I mean, you just keep your negative comments to yourself. I don't even comment on nobody's post. I click the like button and move on. I really don't make a post on. I don't comment on anybody's post. It's just I don't make no negative comments on anybody else's post. Why do I want to make negative comments on my post? And for all those negative comments, you know, I don't respond. You know, that's really a waste of time to respond to somebody that has a problem with my post. Now of course, yeah, Proof sees it, and because he owns the group, he has to say something, I guess, like he said, you know. So I don't, you know, like he was telling me, I don't expect much support from management. If I'm getting it, that's great, you know. Not saying that anybody has to support me or defend me or congratulate me, you know, and stuff like that. You know, I'm making a regular post in wherever I'm at, you know, having little to no issues, you know, just like everybody else in the group. I had issues. I got kicked out before, you know, or even escorted out by security, you know. I mean, that's stuff to complain about, you know, and be mad about, you know, and stuff like that, you know. But just because I wear a dress, you don't get into your feelings about it, and that's so unbelievably. Crazy to me. I mean, this is not this community or this group is about. We just want to have the same rights as other people, not no special rights. Yeah, you want going barefoot to be a normal, you know, in all places, even though people out there, they're still against it. You know, they're still going to put up the shirt and shoes required sign. Whether they enforce it, we don't know. Some people do, some people don't. Depending on who you're dealing with, and stuff like that. Some places are hit and miss. You know,
yeah.
a complete hit and miss. You know, I mean, can I be happy? Can I be myself? You know, and stuff like that. What exactly am I doing wrong to deserve all this? What exactly am I doing wrong to garnish all this negative attention? You know, I mean, am I being offensive? Am I being rude? Am I being disrespectful? You know, and stuff like that. If I was, I get that. That'll be a reason to ban me from the group. If I keep making, you know, disparaging remarks or spreading hate, you know, yeah, ban me from the group. But other than that, there's no reason to kick me out the group because I'm not doing anything wrong. I haven't done nothing wrong, you know, ever since. I just fail to understand why people are getting their underwear in a bunch over this. Why people are leaving the group over this? Why are you complaining to management over this? You act like I'm affecting your life directly, or I'm offending you directly. You know,
but unfortunately, this is now affecting your life directly, as you're somebody that is, you know, targeted by, you know, different people's, I don't know, bullcrap opinions. And so I do understand, you know, where you're coming from too, you know, with speaking on it and things like that, because at the same time, it's like you're doing nothing that is affecting other people's lives, and they are making a bigger issue out of it. The point that the person's life that it starts affecting is you, you know, personally, Kevin, and like your ability to just exist. And it's already hard enough as barefooters to just exist without just hate and ignorance and discrimination and people getting upset over, you know, nothing. But yeah, it is very frustrating, I'm sure, and disturbing, like you said, because you have, you know, people that you probably didn't even really even know now, you know, directing and having opinions, even if they don't direct it at you, it's themselves, it's still, you know, coming directly onto you, and it's like you're just trying to exist and you weren't causing issues. And again, people just need to let other people exist and mind their own business. Like, you can have your own opinions, you don't have to agree with things. Like, you can have your own, you can even have your own bigoted perspectives if you want. But at the same time, like, if it is something that then you are putting into your interactions with others that then is affecting the group or the ability for people to just exist and create and drama, like, that does become an issue for sure. I mean, that is like a general statement. But,
yeah, I'm just in complete disbelief, like really incomplete disbelief. You know, that this is even being talked about. You know, which is why I made my post. You know, I'm talking about it on the radio show today. So hopefully, a lot of people have. I know a lot of people don't get to listen to this show, but whoever is listening to this show, I hope they listen down really, 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 really good. You know, just the fact of, you know. I stay on topic. I don't promote anything else other than what we should be posting in a group, you know. So even if I just post the same places week after week after week, at least I'm posting. At least I'm somehow contributing to the group by posting my adventures. You know what I'm saying? Now, of course, I mean, no, I didn't get to have I don't get to have a whole lot of meetups and, you know, or pass out flyers or whatever the case may be, you know, but maybe my post has probably inspired somebody else. Maybe it's helping people to see that, yeah, you know, we can live a normal life. You know, we just choose for different reasons not to wear shoes.
Yeah.
You know, and in my, and as I said, my outfit has nothing to do with it. I mean, for those people who actually like my outfit, or they like my post, well, I do thank you for that. You know, but I don't go. I'm not no attention seeking person. You know, or trying to get validation from other people. You know, so I'm just want to live life right at this point. So at some point, you know, I'll be back to the group when this blows over, you know. But right now, I feel like I said earlier, I'm the center of a whole lot of controversy. So now it's like, well, great. Now I gotta be careful of what I post, because it may cause more people to leave the group. Now Proof hasn't kicked me out.
It's refreshing when that really shouldn't be on you.
Yeah, thank goodness that he hasn't kicked out, even though he could, you know, because you only kick people out for violating the rules. But I haven't.
Yeah.
So I'm just temporarily I'm just temporarily going away from the group for a bit. Because there's a whole lot of process, a whole lot of stuff that I don't understand. So. It is what it is at this point, Phoenix. It just is what it is. I can only control what I can. I can't control what people say. I can't control people complaining to management or want me or whatever the case may be. You know, I can only control myself. So if and when I make another post, you know, it'll most likely it'll be in pants or shorts, or whatnot, or maybe I should just post my pictures from the waist down.
I don't know. It seems like setback, if you know, of any progress and progression in terms of inclusivity, for you to feel like you have to stop being yourself and just having the self-expression that you do in order to fit into a group that is supposed to be, you know, anti-discrimination and about acceptance and inclusivity and everyone living the barefoot lifestyle, however they, you know, need to, and how in existing as ourselves and who we are naturally, that is a part of living the barefoot lifestyle, how we exist. But I did just get the 90-second warning, so I am going to need to wrap this up. So it is frustrating to hear, even for me, because it does seem like a setback in progress, and like there's lack of progress in what somebody has to change themselves to avoid discrimination. You know, how does that fix anything? You know, just like for barefooters, we don't want people to change us with our barefooting so they'll stop discriminating us, right? We want to keep... second warning, just got that, but we want to keep, you know, like not preaching, but like advocating, you know, for barefooting and for ourselves and pushing ourselves to be out there and exercise our rights. So just like other people should be able to exercise their rights in general. And if we police other people to what they're wearing and how they exist to this extent, what does that become other than fascism potentially, right? And just, you know, from discrimination. Maybe that's a hot take. I don't know. Maybe. But I really don't think it is. I think we need to quit policing people. We've only got about 25 seconds left of the show, so I'm about to wrap up. It was good talking to Kevin. But I sending support. I hope that people can learn to just mind their own business and understand that we need to just accept people for how they are and progress is a good thing. But keep living your best barefoot lifestyle. This is Barefoot is Legal Radio. Take care, guys. See you next week. Bye-bye.